Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 27th of September, 2015. Welcome to this free weekly call service that is offered through Ply Center, and we're happy to share with everyone here, whether you're coming for the first time or whether you have been joining throughout the past year and a half or 2 years. We've been going at it for a while, and it seems to be something that has been really helpful for people. So we'll continue it on until we think of something else to do. So here we are. It's the end of another month, and we are following the movements of the sun. That's why we have this program on Sunday, so we can get the energy of the sun. And the energy of the sun is all about waking up that intelligence inside of us that says we want to know what our soul's purpose is, because the sun represents the soul. And so we need to know the language of the soul. We need to know how to speak to our those deep longings within us, those deep desires within us, not just the temporary things that keeps us happy for a bit, and then once we achieve that goal in the material world, we kind of go, okay, that's it. What else is there? This is all there is to life after all that struggle. So if we can access those stirrings within us, our soul stirrings, and start to bring them, those desires and those life-fulfilling purposes in our everyday life, then we can be truly connected to our higher self, connected to divine beings in the spiritual realm, and know that connection, understand it, experience it, and then live by it. And it doesn't matter what else is going on in the world around us or with other people's lives. We are truly happy. We're truly connected to that divine inspiration that is this wealth of knowledge that if we can just tap into it, we will have access to it. We will be able to live with that energy in our, improve our own lives, and then also let it spill out into other people's lives and not have to do too much. So this week we have, this month we have the sun moving through the sign of Virgo, and you can read about that on the Sundays with Sucharita blog. And you can review it and just see what our Vedic astrologer Radha has shared with us as the sun is transiting and how that's going to impact your life. And then the practical tips and tools, the things you can focus on to get the most out of the sun's transit and to get that deeper understanding of who you are from the level of the soul, not from the mind level, which says, okay, you got to be doing this, because of your obligations in life, or because of the way you were raised, or because of whatever limitations you have at the level of the mind. That can be existing, but that's also karma-driven. Karma meaning you just collect these thoughts over lifetimes and you keep playing them out, and you want to get off that hamster wheel. And then discover something else about who you truly are, who we all truly are. Because everything that we're doing in our life, as Dr. Ply says, we have the opportunity to change our destiny at any moment. Just like we would change our where we're destined to go. For example, you're going to go on a trip, and you plan and everything, and then the plane gets delayed. And you're like, oh, man, now that's going to delay my trip, my vacation or my sightseeing or whatever it is, my journey that I'm going to do. And I've been waiting for so long for this. And you're kind of upset and you're, mad at things and people and other things. And all this energy goes sideways. But then you find out the plane that got delayed was actually a good thing because you didn't get on it and it crashed. So the divine is always guiding, right? So it doesn't have to be that drastic, but it can be, you're going after something in your life, you want that special job or promotion, Or, you're after a guy or a girl, you want to have a relationship, and you know the specific person, and you just want them so badly, or, you want something there, you're working towards something in your life, like a project, and you want that outcome to be on this certain day, and, we push and push, but then there's some other divine plan. And we find out only after the thing doesn't happen, or it happens and then it's just so terrible because we pushed and pushed and pushed, and we got our way, but then at what cost? And then what was the benefit? So if we can get into that flow, just that knowing, okay, if it's not happening, there's got to be a reason. And in the meantime, so you're not waiting around, you are looking for another way. So there are forces on the spiritual path that when we start to meditate and we start to see what's inside of ourselves and see what we're carrying within us, and a lot of it isn't so great, a lot of it is great, but we want to even eliminate all that. We want to be empty of all the knowledge, everything we know about ourselves, whether it's good or bad. We want to be able to empty that out every once in a while, have a clean slate, feel where we can open up to these divine teachings and then have them, that pour in us, that intelligence, that knowledge, because that's what's going to wake up our soul and say, hey, you got to tell me a new storyline to go by. So the great initiation is happening today, and we are going to have a shortened class today here with Sundays on Sundays with Sucharita, because there are some people who are going to be jumping off and watching that webcast. If you have not yet ordered it, you probably could still order it. It will be available afterwards as well. After the show, the viewing of it, the live viewing of it. And what it is that it's the transmission of the spiritual master. So Dr. Pillai is putting on a power, he's going to put out a powerful message in this webcast. And I was just viewing I think it was a 6-minute clip, a video clip, yesterday. And I couldn't help but play it about 4 or 5 times in a row because it wasn't what he said. The message was great, as it always is, because I hear more and more about what he's saying because I'm in an altered state. And those of you who know what that feels like when you're sitting in front of Dr. Pillai, whether it's you're sitting in front of him in person or whether it's in a webcast situation online, but there's something mesmerizing that happens. That we kind of get out of our mind and then we come to again and we, oh, yeah, he said that. And then there's some other energy that comes. So I found myself keep repeating I kept hitting the play button again. And then after I thought, why am I keeping doing this? And it was, I had heard the message. I was even taking notes. I was rereading the notes and it was the same after the first 3 because it was only 6 minutes of him speaking about this great initiation. But then I stopped taking the notes and I was just clicking on it and watching his form. He's speaking, but I was kind of muting the words out. And what was happening, because he was telling us it's the spiritual initiation, meaning that there's spiritual energy coming through him. And I don't know how it works, but it's this spiritual energy that is being pushed out, and it's being, it's almost like a stream of consciousness that if you just kind of like let your eyes, your physical eyes, blur a little bit. So you're just focusing on that spot between your two eyebrows or the midbrain, the pituitary and the pineal in the midbrain area. And you just kind of like rest your awareness there and you'll see this kind of energy stream that's all around him. And then it's just beaming into you and you can feel it. And I was actually saying to him, like, I want to be like a vacuum and just kind of suck all this up. And And then I was getting really creative because I'd been doing workouts, and so my one of my body part, my back, my upper back was a little bit sore, and so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna pull all that energy or direct it mentally. I'm gonna direct that energy into that body part, and it was just like, seriously, it went away. So this is what we're here to enjoy when we're on the spiritual path. It's yes, there are practices, there are mantras, there are services like rituals and remedies. There are programs to immerse yourself into. There's different things that you can do to enhance that awakening and also that continuous opening to new levels of understanding of who you are as you get on your spiritual path, because you can't be the same, you can't go back and be the same way you were even 5 minutes ago. You come to the class and everything you were doing up until then is mundane or whatever it was. Maybe some of you are doing your spiritual practices, but again, everything is fresh and new, and that's what you want to be on the spiritual path, because there are no limits. We don't put, there's, the spirit doesn't put boxes, doesn't box you in. It wants you to keep expanding your consciousness, to keep opening you up to new levels or new layers of yourself. And as you dive deeper into yourself and clean out all that stuff that is no longer useful for you, it's just like energetically bogging you down. Then you will come to understand, oh my God, I feel freer. I feel like I have clarity. I feel like with clarity I can move more freely, and I have the ability to create because I'm very clear in my mind. This is what I really want to do. And so when you have this clarity, your creations can be energized that much more in a way that it's more fulfilling and more rewarding for you, because you're not doubting it. You're saying, I'm very clear about what I want to do and very clear about what I want to manifest. And you don't go into, oh yeah, but how is that going to happen? That little conversation will go on, whether you're saying it to yourself or someone else is saying it to you. That's why you never want to share too much about what you're true desires are with too many people, because their energy will go into it, even though they may be well-wishers for you. They can also have their ideas about how it should all play out. So until you manifest something, as Dr. Ply says, and a lot of the masters say, you want to keep it sacred, you want to keep it to yourself, and maybe just share with those who you truly, 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 truly know. Want to support that for you to be able to manifest. So as we're going along, we want to make sure that, okay, I'm opening up. I'm using whatever energy is here and available now, such as this great initiation, where the master, as Dr. Ply said, he's done 40 years. He's been on the circuit for 40 years. And giving the teachings out, giving the techniques, giving these services, these rituals, these remedies, all the programs that he's put together, all the trips that he's had, all the pilgrimages people have been on over the past 40 years with him, and particularly in about the past 20 years, where he was really, dedicated to bringing all this Siddha technology to the West. Because it's never been revealed before in this way. And then him being voted the YouTube guru, he's really putting it out there. But then he says, I have to confess, it's these teachings, these tools, everything that I've done, it's not giving me the results that I want the world to experience. And it's true in a sense that you don't throw it out. That's preparing you. That's opening everybody up. But then the true message, the truth that comes through, the divine knowledge, that light, that super intelligence that comes through, can come only through the master who has evolved to that level where they become this pure, open channel of bliss, of compassion, of mercy. And how do you describe all that in words? It can only be through wordless and just being present. So when you're in the presence, and even though he's saying, giving a message on the webcast or in person, in this case it's on the webcast, and he's giving the message and he's channeling at this particular point in time, where the divine, he's so open that this divine is just pouring through him, and anyone who is has the grace to be sitting in front and then to just receive this transmission, they call it darshan in Sanskrit. So it's a spiritual transmission that wakes up inside of you at the soul level, so soul to soul, and then that grows. And that explodes inside of some people. They feel this, you know, complete awakening. Like it's just like it's so full body. It's so all-encompassing. And then they know something happened. And they experience maybe bliss or heat, or there's some acute or profound shift that happens. And then thereafter, it grows, and it never goes away. These spiritual initiations never die. Whereas teachings can come and go. You can read teachings, you know, across the internet. You can see, you know, you can see in different cultures, different traditions, you'll see similar types of teachings, and you can read about it. There's tons of books on it, but then it has to come alive with that master's empowerment. So we're really blessed, and anyone who comes to know about Dr. Pillai, and everyone has their own great stories about how they just stumbled onto YouTube, you know, a friend told them about, hey, I'm studying with this spiritual teacher, and hey, why don't you come? And then their life is forever changed in a whole new direction. So we all have our own personal stories of how we came, how our soul said, hey, come and study with Dr. Pillai, because remember, you studied with him before. So chances are, if you have, if you don't understanding how you came here, it's on some level, in some lifetime, your soul remembered, oh, okay, in this lifetime, you're going to come at this point in your life when you're going to need some soul awakening, some stirring. And this teacher, this spiritual master, and all the teachings apply center and Astroved, that's going to support your journey. So here we are today. We're going to be celebrating the Great Initiation. And I've been, as you can read about on Apply Center, they have to update that. It's almost 20 years now that I've been studying with Dr. Pillai, and I've been around the world with him on different pilgrimages. And I've always said to him in the beginning, I said, please, you know, whatever I've been through, never let anyone go through what it is on this spiritual path without someone who can guide them in between seeing you. And he just laughed at me, and he said, oh, okay, well, I won't be around. I said, oh, my God, I just totally freaked out. And then he said, but you'll be there. So I said, well, you better be there too. Because, you know, it's something that happens. There's things that happen to us on the level of the body. There's things that happen to us from the mind level. There's things that happen to us in our lives. You know, all of a sudden our family life gets shaken up, or our relationship, someone leaves in our relationship, or we're attracted to someone else and we're already in a relationship, or you know, our job, we lose our job, but then we get another job. So there's a lot of things that can happen. Our health can go sideways. We can, all of a sudden, I have so many stories of people who their karma at some point was to experience things like cancer. And they just were going through tremendous pain and suffering. But then they knew They knew at that level of the soul, as long as they were with Dr. Pillai, it was going, they were going to come out of it. And they had all kinds of support, you know, and the medical support, and also the holistic medicine, the allopathic medicine, and then also the spiritual medicine, you know, the spiritual tools and the technology and the rituals and remedies. So they were completely immersed in the protection to go through that kind of sick illness and then come out of it. And so at the level of the soul, they knew, okay, I have to come and I had to learn something about myself. No one comes to a master to say, okay, this is what I want and this is how it's going to go. They come to the master because they know, okay, whatever I got to go through, I know you're going to be there. And then you're going to support me. And then the blessings are there, right? So, and you just look at your life. You don't just haphazardly, say, for example, someone comes out and they're going to sue you. And all of a sudden you get a loss, a letter in the mail that says you're being sued. What the heck? You don't just go and show up in court by yourself. You go get somebody to help you. You get a lawyer, and you don't just get any lawyer. You get the best lawyer, you know, that has a good track record, and they're going to get you through that case. Or you don't just go and apply for a job that is really high level, you know, through the newspaper. You got recruiters, you got everybody, you know, you've got people who are, you know, references for you from previous jobs. You got everybody backing you. So, you know, this is what it is in life. So on the spiritual path, it makes sense that you would want to have someone there to guide you, to mentor you, to make sure they're there to answer your questions when things go sideways, to keep coaching you to, okay, this is what you do now. And then when you have that navigation tool, then the journey in the life is okay. There's going to be some traffic jams, but then I know the back streets. I know the side streets. I know how to get around this. So intelligence is not just book stuff, book smarts. And it's not street smarts either, because you can outsmart yourself. So you go to the guru to just totally dump your mind of everything you do know, so that at the soul level, that's where the real truth is, the power, the energy. And when you cultivate that within you, then you are going to create a force field around you that is going to, you know, keep negativity away from you, no matter what. If people are jealous of you or whatever, they just won't be able to resonate with you. You might run into them, but they'll say, hey, let's get together, and it will never happen. Because your energy has changed. So there will be no excuses. It will just not happen. And not just with those particular people, but anyone that resonates with that kind of energy that's supposed to bring you down. So these spiritual initiations, this great initiation, is something that you don't want to miss. None of us want to miss. And it's not, you know, you're going to hear Dr. Pillai saying a message, giving a message, but really it's just being in his presence. And then if you can just relax your eyes and then just prepare your whole body to just be in a relaxed state and not worried about writing everything down, because you're going to get the transcript. And you can read that later. And you can watch it over and over again, because you'll have it on video on demand for about a month. So, and you'll have the audio to play forever. You can download that. So you have that. So when you're just going to this webcast, just sit there and be really relaxed and observe yourself, your whole being. And then ask for that energy to be channeled into you, to almost, like I said, I was like a vacuum yesterday when I was like sucking up all that. I could feel it. I was like, oh my God, all this is available. Like, clean me up and take the pain away from me. That's why we get on this earth, because we have so much pain at the level of the body, level of the mind, the soul, in all the our past. We have this memory bank that keeps haunting us. If only I did this, you know, guilt and anger and upset, that whole history? How do you let go of that energetically? Will you ask for that spiritual initiation? It initiates you into a new level of understanding, so that even when you're present, exposed to those kinds of situations moving forward, you won't resonate with that energy anymore. And then you'll know, oh my God, I've dropped who I was. And I can't believe it. It's like a miracle. I would have totally freaked out if I had to run into that person. You know? So you'll feel yourself totally changing. A new level of consciousness gets revealed to you. So without much further ado, because we're on the full moon, I want to get into the energy of absorbing wealth consciousness. So it's not just to want, you know, we're not doing these stream brzees to access Lakshmi's energy, because Lakshmi's energy is available on the full moon. And we want to do things at the right timing so we can get that experience at the level of the soul. We can cultivate that within us. So there's a Shreem Brzee challenge going on at Pillai Center right now. It's free. You just sign up, and then you track how many times you're saying Shreem Brzee in a certain period of time. And then when you get into a group who is also doing that around the world, then that energy is also being activated. You get to kind of go into it and immerse yourself in it and experience that which you couldn't experience on your own. Whether you're doing that on a way, you know, getting together with people and doing it together, that's fine. But just being on the internet in a forum that's online, your energy and everyone else's energy that's involved is kind of culminating, and it's building and building and building. So that every time you do it, you're going to feel that energy coming in your efforts. So it kind of inspires you to keep going forward, motivates you to keep doing it. And when we do these practices, we will understand, oh my God, what would I do if I hit the jackpot, or if I got that job that I want and it's going to pay off? What am I going to do? So it teaches you to not only, you know, manifest that wealth, but also what are you going to do with it once you receive it from the divine? So if we don't have a plan, or we don't have a, you know, some sort of goal once we achieve that consciousness within us, where are we directing it? Are we just going to keep it for ourselves and then you know, worry about it and make ourselves sick? Or are we going to do something with it that gives us tremendous joy, and not just joy in the sense that we're just giving it away and giving it away randomly to people who may be like not appreciating it? You want to think about ways that you're going to do it purposefully, right? If you're going to uplift others, if you're going to create a business that you're going to employ people, or you're going to give it to charity, or you know, develop educational programs, or build a hospital, or do something that's going to help evolve other people's lives, uplift other people's lives. We want to have that idea in mind, because that's what the divine will do. It will pick you to, this is a good story. You know, this person has these great ideas, a great vision. And then you do the Shreem Brzee, you bring in that energy of the goddess, and the goddess says, here, we'll make this happen for you. Time and again it's happened. It doesn't matter who you are. There are people who have done Shreem Brzee and they got a lot of money and then they spent it. And then they said, Lakshmi left. I don't have it anymore. What happened? you exhausted it. So, yes, you had some grace in that moment, or that moment in time. And you didn't think about how to grow it. So then Lakshmi could keep coming and growing that. So so we're going to get into, do a meditation where we get into this clean slate state, become a new person. It's called the new you. Let me just defeat the image. That's what it's called. And there is actually a program on Pillai Center where you get an audio and everything else with Dr. Pillai. But we're going to do it today. And then we're going to add another technique that he had given out during Navaratri. And then we'll bring in the consciousness of Lakshmi so that you really feel it, you really experience it, you have that consciousness buzzing in you, vibrating in you. And then you will know, oh, okay, this is what it feels like. So I want this energy to keep being in me all the time and growing in me. And then when I'm creating my vision board or writing down my goals or my ideas, then I can just say, okay, this consciousness is going into this, you know, these different pictures of what I want my life to be or on the goals that I'm doing on a daily basis for myself and others. And then once we come out of our meditation, we'll talk a little bit about Mahalaya. But we've talked about it extensively for last week for quite a long time. So those audios are available. The recordings are available. Please download them and listen to it. It's really, really important to get your blessings of your ancestors and then read about it on Astrovet on each day. The first day is all about wealth. And then there's the 15 days, and you can read all about the rest of those days as well. We'll talk a little bit about it, touch on it, and then we're going to jump on to the webcast, the Great Initiation with Dr. Pillai. As you're coming out of this mind process, you can thank Dr. Pillai for empowering it, empowering your soul to receive the blessings of Sri Mrithi at a whole new level. Of you, the understanding of who you are now and moving forward. So thanks for joining those of you who need to go and jump on to the Great Initiation if you bought that, purchased that right now. I'll keep the line open for a bit for those of you who haven't. And then we'll just take some important questions that you may have. And then we'll see everybody next time. So right now, we'll open the line briefly. You just need to press star 6. Yeah.
Hi, Sucharita.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jermaine. How are you?
Hey, Jermaine. Great. How are you?
Good. You know, they did the initiation in the New York, but this must be different then, right?
It is. This is brand new initiation, yes.
Okay. So, all right. Thank you. This one, just find out.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Enjoy. Yeah, so it's a good question. This initiation is, as Dr. Pillai has shared with us this year, is going to be the ultimate teaching. So, the Ultimate Teachings is the name of the year-long program, the formal year-long program. It is also the Ultimate Teachings are going to come in as they do with him in that moment where he's inspired to give it out. And with technology, the blessings of technology, he can do that so easily in the moment. So the teachings, the Great Initiation, has been a set of teachings that he wanted to give out in the different places. But even if you went to see him in New York, it would be different than the one that was given out in London, that was given out in Singapore, that was given out in Mount Shasta. So because he is in the moment channeling that information. The technique might be similar, but the spiritual transmission is going to be what you want to experience. I don't know what the technique is. I'm looking forward to it. But that's going to be available. And as I said, you know, not everybody can tune in right in that moment live, but then the beauty is we have it as a download, which I'm going to be watching that scenes. So you can watch that, and then there's the audios that are also available. Yes.
Would we be able to purchase it afterwards, or do you have to purchase it, like, right before?
I would purchase it if you can now, because we don't know if it's going to be available afterwards. But just if you can, if that's possible, then yeah. And maybe you can even get on. Maybe it'll be downloaded right away into your order. you'll receive how to access it in your order log.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Jimmy. So this is a really important question, too, because people say, well, initiation, isn't that what I just get initiated by the teacher? Yes, you do. But then there's initiations of the whole on your path at different times. So it's kind of like school. You know, you don't go from kindergarten to university level to PhD level. You know, you have different initiations. You have different different tests that you pass, examinations. You have to hand in papers. You have to do presentations. So there's different components. So like that, the master will say, okay, your soul is ready to be initiated at this level because you have qualified. You have prepared yourself with mantras. You've prepared yourself. Maybe you've done a lot of remedies. Maybe you've immersed yourself in various programs where the teachings are really powerful teachings, very high teachings. You've taken the steps to, you know, better your life, and you're in a relaxed state in your mind. And so those levels of initiation can go deeper and deeper, meaning that we, as we transmute who we were, that understanding of that image of who we were, that understanding of who we were, then the divine can come in. And even though you may look like you're in the physical form, being the person who you thought you, people identify with you, but then they say something, what happened to you? What have you been up to? What are you doing? if they haven't seen you for a long time, and they will say, my God, you're like beaming. You look so young, you look youthful, you look vital, you know, there's so much vitality coming through you. Your energy is great. You know, those are real things that people say. Oh my God, you look like you're 20 and you're 50, you know. You move, you don't just look, you move like it, you think like it, you know. So, or maybe, you know, when we were 20, we were so dull. And then now at 50, we're just come alive, you know. So those are things that people do notice when you're on the spiritual path and you have these initiations. And like I said just at the beginning of this call, is that we never know what our soul is going to be willing to reveal to us. It's like someone will say, hey, here's a ticket to somewhere. And you go, no, I can't believe it. I, what are you giving that to me for? You get all skeptical. And then you go, you do the thing, and you go, okay, there's got to be a catch to this. I feel so obligated now to this person. Oh, okay, I got to pay them back some way. You know, oh, but that was great, you know, that they gave that to me or that present or whatever. But there's always that hesitation. That's on the human level. We do that just like a knee-jerk reflex. So this spiritual initiation will bypass all that. It won't deny the soul what the soul wants. Because your higher self wants to receive all the full blessings from the divine. That's why we do these techniques. We want to prepare ourselves to have those moments where, as Dr. Pillai said, and not only Dr. Pillai, but it's written across the traditions and all the scriptures, all the holy books. It only takes a fraction of a second, a blink of an eye, to turn the body into light. To turn the body into light means to be vibrating at the divine level, to be so vibrant, so peaceful, so potent, so full of compassion, of mercy, that anyone who gets into your presence, they are healed instantaneously. And everything that you need on the earth plane is just manifesting instantaneously. You don't have to think of, oh, should I strategize to problem solve? Someone else does that for you. The divine makes it happen. And that someone else is so happy to do it. No, let me do it for you. Great. Then I can get on and do other things. You know. So are there any other questions or comments that anyone has to share about their experience, or if you have any questions about Mahalaya? Mahalaya is the time of the ancestors. Please interrupt me at any time because I'll just keep talking. If you have a question or you want to share something. So Mahalaya, it's beginning on the 28th IST time, and that means the first moon. So where if in your calendar, I think that's on Monday for our the Eastern daylight, so the New York calendar we go by on Astrobed. So the first moon is all about bringing the blessings of wealth. And so you want to have wealth consciousness coming from ancestors who maybe were really wealthy. Like we can go back into our lineage and somewhere along the way there was tremendous wealth. Yes?
Oh, hi, Sisharita. This is Janice Johnson.
Hi, Janice.
Hello. I really am finding, this is only really the second time I've listened to you, but I'm really finding it's so powerful, the connection that you're linking me up to with Dr. Pillai and the teachings. I was just yawning the whole time during this this meditation that you did, and then I listened to the one on the ultimate teaching. That's the program I'm in, and I just totally conked out during that one that you did on Friday as well. The question that I have is, you know, we're told to set goals, and I'm having a bit of resistance to that. And I really felt a lot of, like, tears when you said at the beginning of today's talk about the soul, you know, bringing our soul's purpose to the world. And I think that's really what I'm doing, I want to do. And yet, when someone says to set goals and things like that and have these intentions, I feel that it's very linear to me. And so I'm kind of resisting it. And so I'm just wondering if you could speak any more to, I kind of just always allow myself to be guided and trusting that. And yet I'm wondering if I'm, I guess, missing something by not setting these, quote, intentions, which I've tried before, and setting myself deadlines. What I find now is that when the energy moves through me, I do something. You know, I don't know my whole life, you know, what's going to be happening. And I'm just wondering if you have gone through anything like that and if there's anything you could say about that.
Oh, great question, Janice.
And I'm just going to mute myself because I don't know if I'm getting – sometimes I give off interference or something. So I'll just – thank you, Sisharita. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, and it's Janice, right? It's not Janice.
Janice. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. It's a great question, and this is it's really awesome, Janice, that you're coming and you're in the ultimate teaching, so it's kind of like you're giving a little, we're going to have a little conversation about what goes on in that program for everybody who's listening here and maybe is not a part of the program, not to make you feel, oh my God, I wish I was in it, but we'll just share with you, you know, some of that great, the teachings and then some of the energy that can be experienced. So that someday maybe you'll be able to do a full-on year-long program. So when Janice was saying, oh, okay, I'm supposed to set my goals, and yeah, true. And then she says, usually I just allow myself to be guided. And that's true. Goals are linear because we have to live our day out. You know, every night the sun goes down, and we go to sleep, you know, we do some stuff, we go to sleep, sun comes up, and some of us may get up at sunrise, some of us may get up a little later, depending on our schedule, but that's always going, that's natural, so sunrise, sunset, so things are going on in a linear kind of way, that indicates one day has passed. So as Dr. Pillai says, what do we want to do within that 24 hours? So we set our goals, and here's the thing. We don't know what our goals are. As like Dr. Pillai says, you can set your day, you know, write in your day what it is that you want to do, write your goals down, what you want to accomplish. But then the divine, you have to leave a space open for the divine to say how it's going to all play out. Okay? So in a way, we have to give the divine some food, that divine part of us, that soul part of us, that you said, you know, you were crying, you had some tears, or there was a lot of energy coming in. And that is your soul, your ego's dying. Dr. Pillai will say, when you cry, and the tears are coming, that's a sign that your ego is letting loose. It is not able to grasp on and say, I'm running the show. So that's a good indication, that's a good sign or good omen, as they say in the spiritual realms, that the soul, the ego is dying off. It's not dying as in going to be dead, but it doesn't have so much strength, you know, to edge God out. You know, ego comes from edging God out. So the tears are good, that high energy coming in and you're feeling sleepy, great. It's knocking you out so that the divine can come in and do what it needs to do. And then you need to allow yourself to be guided by that new energy coming in. But then you're going, okay, well, how much can I integrate that new energy coming in without feeling so wasted every day? You know, just as someone who's training for a marathon or training for a high-level, you know, performance, you know, the professional athletes or whatever, Olympics, you can have that ability inside of you, but then you've got to use it right in your training, right? Or just like in business or at school, you know, you can't go and study and study and study for 24 hours and then drink a pot of coffee and expect to do that for 365 days and then 4 years in a row. You know, you have to take things in perspective and say, okay, this is what my intention is. I have to set my intention for this area of my life. So instead of thinking it in so linear a way, you can say, okay, what areas in my life are the most important? And everybody has these main areas. So write these main areas down. Family. And family means your interpersonal relationships. It doesn't mean that you do this and you do that, or I do this and you do that. Not like that. It means that your family members are that gene pool that you decided to act out some karma. And you're going to be spending the first time you're born to the rest of your life with them, whether you're living with them, nearby them, or you're totally separated from them. Those energies are, that karma is going to play out through the area of your life called family. And everybody has their own wonderful story or history of the family and the evolution of the family. So we don't have to get into that, but it's your ability to relate to your family members is so important because they're there for the rest of your life. You can't escape them, even if they're not around you physically. You are connected to them genetically, so they're in your DNA. So what are you going to do? That's one of your goals, is to purify all the negative you know, energies, those, maybe there's curses, maybe there's some, God knows what, you know, some problem that the pattern keeps playing out and it's not happy, it's not fulfilling, it's not rewarding. So what does your soul want? So my soul is crying out for the divine to transform that area called family. The other area is called health. Health is the thing that you are born with, and you either take care of it or you don't. Even people who have very healthy lifestyles, their karma someday can be, hey, you're getting cancer now. Holy cow, what do I do? So your goal is to always maintain the most optimal level of health. And so that if the karma comes out of nowhere, or I get in a car accident, or I go and I travel to a distant foreign country and I get a bad bug and it eats my guts out. I've had that happen. And it was horrible. It was horrible. And I didn't ever think I would be normal again or close to that. And I'm not. You know, it's that's taking a long time to get that recovered. But so that's the consciousness has to be there to don't give up, even though the karma is coming and going to hit you. You got to stay, keep a healthy spirit up, you know, healthy mind, healthy body, everything. So health is the other area. Your personal relationship, whether it's a husband, a wife, a, you know, significant other, a spouse, whatever, whoever that significant person is in your life or is missing from your life and you really, really want that. That is a goal. Okay, to have that fulfillment in a personal relationship. You know, the next one is, or if there is dysfunction in that, you just, that is a karma. You need to have that at the soul level fulfilled. You know, and then the next one is your spiritual path. So your spiritual path, you can say, oh yes, I've been meditating for years, and I've been on the spiritual path for decades. And ever since I was born, I've been spiritual. Yes, we all have. Guess what? We all have. And we just have layers on us, you know, of our upbringing and then different traditions and different cultural ideas and it being reinforced or impacted or forced upon us. And then we have to break out of that and let the spirit move us. You know, and let the spirit reveal to us that connection to each and every soul, regardless of all the cultural implications or religious implications that are imposed on us by the surroundings and what we've had experience-wise. So all that has to be, you know, unlearned, so to speak. And then we connect to the divine, and we're learning as we go along from that point. And then, you know, one can be the career path or the purpose path. You know, career path can be that means to, because we spend 8 hours of our day at least, in a job or in a project or in a, you know, a business, or if we are at home taking care of the kids, we're spending way more time. You know, it's 24 hours. You know, or whatever it is that we are doing. It can be our spiritual path. Maybe we are retired and we've raised our families and nobody's around. Everybody's moved away. And all we have to dedicate ourselves to is our spiritual path. And maybe we've done our charitable stuff or we've done it to the point that we can do. So, you know, or we need to do charitable stuff in a bigger way than what we think we can. So those are the main areas of the life, and there's probably other areas depending on your own personal, you know, what you're dealing with now. Maybe it might be you've got a lawsuit that it becomes your area of concern, or, you know, you got to pay up taxes or something like that that's dragging out, and or you've got debt. You've got student loan debt, or you've got a mortgage debt, you know, something like that that's, you want to have a breakthrough and get this resolved in a very short period of time with the divine support. So whatever you focus on, that can be your goal that frees you up. Because can you imagine if you're debt-free? Can you imagine if all your relationships are beautiful? Can you imagine if everybody in your workplace is supporting you and getting things done on time? When you said something about deadlines, I don't want to set a goal and have a deadline. You just said it. Nobody wants to be dead. You know, nobody wants to feel dead by their goals. So it's almost like the human consciousness around us has set deadlines so that we all die before we reach our goal. So you can call it lifeline. Throw me a bone line. I don't know. You know, you have to be creative and just to be careful. You have to unlearn those things that have been imposed on us and that we put in our vocabulary, and that's what we're feeding our subconscious mind or our conscious mind. So I laugh in meetings when they say, okay, what's the deadline for this? And I just laugh. I don't say anything. I just laugh to myself and say, I would have been bought by that. I would have been, you know, like a hook, line, and sinker. I hate deadlines. And then I just create this whole fabulous conversation that is just so stupid, right? And, you know, how to win friends and influence people. So I laugh to myself because I don't want to be dead. You know, I want to... maybe it's a deadline. I want to kill that deadline. And then just be, you know, full of life. And whatever is happening, it's happening for, like you said, you want to allow yourself to be guided, to be in that stream of consciousness where you know something else is more important than this deadline. Something, it's called life. It's a lifeline. We're you know, moving every day in a linear way, you know, as the days go by, the calendar goes by, and that's kind of linear. But then there are things that are happening in that time frame that we can be fully expressed and fully alive and fully present to. And then when you're fully present to someone who's late for a meeting or hasn't fulfilled what their deadline has supposed to be, their task, and you give them grace and you help them, support them and say, you know, what's going on? Are you okay? And you just say a few little words. You'll be like a hero or a heroine, you know. Not that you're doing it for that reason, but you will be something extraordinary in their life. And then you're just like, oh, well, you know, stuff happens. You know, not that you're being laissez-faire, but you're just giving them the space to be forgiven or, you know, cut some slack. And in that, they bless you. They send you such good vibrations. And it doesn't matter what other people say. You haven't met your deadline. What's going on with your group? You just say, okay, yes, we're working at it. Thank you so much. You know, we'll get to that. You know, and then if they press you, you say, you know what, somebody just, their parent died and they had this and this and this. How would you navigate in all this? And then they go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You did such a great job with these people. Oh, my God, your project is moving along. Like that's how we're living from the soul, because all the stuff that we're doing in our life at each and every one of us, that core, that soul, longs for that kind of experience to be treated as we would treat someone else. The golden rule is across the board in all cultures. You know, do unto others as you would have done them do unto you. Do we live by that? It's not so easy. So the goal, you want the energy to move through you, but go move through those areas. So you pick those areas of your life, and then you can go pinpointed and say, okay, this area of my life, if I'm having family problems, I have to look at the family problems are related to finances. Then clean up the finances. Pinpoint, go right into that and say, here, divine, this is where if our finances got sorted out, probably we'd all be happier, most likely, right? Hopefully. Some people are never happy, but anyways, you wouldn't have that in the space of you and being an obligation and dragging you down. Or in your workplace, you can think of other, you know, it totally is reflecting what your karma is. And you'll find all those areas of your life will be areas like playgrounds for you, for each and every one of us, to be more compassionate, to be more merciful, to be more loving, to be patient, to be bring more spiritual energy. Bring more light, bring more love, unconditional, meaning divine love. So how do we learn that stuff is in all those areas of our life? Because wherever you go, there you are. Janice, has that been okay for you? Did we fall off? Oh, there's still people here. So I hope that's been helpful. For the question is about goals and how. And
oh, hello, there I am.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I couldn't get in. Yes, it's been very helpful. Thank you so very much. I'm very grateful.
Okay, Janice. And then I just wanted to address about that thing about you were saying there's so much energy coming in and you just feel so, like, passed out. So that happens with people in meditations, and it's good. Just do your self-care. So don't go out and, you know, party on and do all the running around and stuff. Just allow yourself to, you know, reintegrate that energy into your life and maybe put it on hold. All you're running around, you can put it on hold for another day.
Yes. I'm very good about that. I just stay in my home and, you know, I'm very quiet. So, yeah, that's not a problem. I thought you were going to tell me some way to, that maybe it was bad, because that happens a lot to me where, like I also received the Holy Spirit meditations from Dr. Pillai yesterday, and it conked me out for like 4 hours. So
good, good. You needed it.
So I've just been allowing myself, because, you know, it's such a propitious time right now with the blood moon and I think the gamma rays and all of the things. Yes. So, okay, thank you so much. That's really helpful. It inspired me.
All right, Janice.
Okay, bye.
Okay, take care. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah, so goal setting. Don't get too caught up in your mind about what is the right way or the wrong way or the best goal or the worst goal or the goal that you just don't even know, the big question mark goal. It's just the area of your life. So the area of your life, if that one area of your life could be totally transformed, meaning you could be totally transformed using that area of your life as the background or the playground for you to play that transformation out, then all the other areas would easily be transformed because you would be part of all those areas of your life, right? So that's why we say, hey, if there's one area that you just want to focus on, and focus on it really wholeheartedly, don't get distracted by the other areas. They are going to be there. And you're going to pay attention to them, because you're going to wake up and they're part of you. And you're going to act it out in every day in different ways. Either you're going to avoid it or you're going to go for it or, you know, struggle through it. But if that one area, if it's finances, if it's, you know, job, relationship, health, your spiritual path, your family, you know, your career, if it's any of those areas that is the most important for you because you spend so much time in that area, that's who you explore yourself, or you avoid yourself and just do a task. You can't, it won't be fulfilling. Your soul will cry out and make you to be something different. Mm-hmm. I had an experience, I'm just laughing because I had an experience where I had to clean the cupboards, because anytime Mahalaya comes, this time of the ancestors, I just want to clean my whole place. And I don't know why I want to. But I just, whenever there's a big celebration, big change in nature, you know, spring cleaning, fall cleaning, we generally do that anyways. So because the winter is coming and then, you know, we want to have a great nest for the winter. Or in the summertime, we don't want to be away from the home. So we want to make sure we come home to a clean home. Anyway, so when Mahalaya comes, I find myself just really cleaning up and so I was trying out some new product, and it was just really giving me a headache, and I started crying, and I'm going, why do I have to do this? And I thought, oh, my God. It was almost instantaneously. I said, well, you're crying because you're, like, not putting a mask on, and you're not, don't have the proper gloves, and you're just using this new stuff that you're not used to. So what do you expect, silly? You know, so that's what we do in our life, is we take on these things in our life where we want to clean that up in our life, and then we expect it to be so, yeah, this thing is, maybe this mantra is supposed to clean my life up, and you don't really know how it works, and you don't know how it's going to impact you, and you get discouraged, and you just cry, and then I laugh to myself and say, okay. It's just my soul crying. You're just being silly about this. Go get prepared, do it properly, and then you'll be fine. And that's what I did. I just took a time out, started over, and then just got prepared and did it every, you know. Sure, it was still the work that I had to do, but I was actually, you know, when you're doing your work, it's almost like a meditation. It's a time to sit and just immerse yourself in, not the task at hand, but you go into a new zone. Because the task at hand is pretty robotic. You know, once you get the plan, you know, get things started, get into action. And then you start to think, and my mind is going, oh, you know, this and that. And then I go, oh, my God, my miserable mind, just stop. And then I'll, so, okay, what am I, oh, this goal. So I start thinking about those areas of my life that I really want to empower. And then instead of just having thoughts about them, then I pour in, the mantra, or I have the mantra playing on my computer as I'm doing my work. So get off the stool and out of the cupboard, go back to my computer, put the computer on, play the mantra in the background. So it's kind of, you know, we even if we're on the spiritual path for a long time, we forget or we have to unlearn what we're doing in the moment so that we can invite the divine to keep coming in and being that consciousness that guides us, even throughout our mundane things that we need to do. So Mahalaya is coming, and it's a really powerful time. If you can participate in any of the offerings through Asaved, you just go under specials, and then you'll find the Tarpanam, the ancestor time, and then you can click on that, and they have a chart, and so the first moon is all about bringing, getting wealth. You know, we've had ancestors or in your life story, your history of your family gene pool, you whether you know it or not, maybe you felt that there was families that they had a lot of money and then it all went away. So that's still in your gene pool. So just wake that up. Those ancestors, even though they're not here, you can say, you know, you guys really were rocking 7 generations ago. So come on. You guys are in the higher realms. I'm going to feed you whatever it is that you need in these spiritual realms. Please bless me to have that again. You're in me. So bless me to have that wealth consciousness. The second moon is about bringing blessings of the lineage, continuing the lineage, continuing all those great characteristics of the lineage, cleaning up any harms or hurts or feuds, family feuds, they get passed on curses, all that stuff. Show me how to do that. Then the ancestors will wake you up and help you to get that support. And then there will be, the third is all about business prosperity. The fourth is about triumphing over the enemy. So success, even though you have people who are jealous of you, who are envious of you, who don't have what you have, and you just have this golden touch, you know, the Midas touch. Everything you touch turns to gold. Everybody loves you. That's just your karma is giving you the blessings, but then you also get hammered by people who are jealous of you. Oh, my God, what do you do with jealousy? There is no cure for jealousy. Unless that person totally commits to curing themselves, right? So what do you do? If they're thinking about you, they're jealous or envious of you, that energy is getting pushed on you. So then you ask the blessings of the ancestors and say, hey, you guys had to deal with this because you're a part of me. So you just wake that up and remember, give me the memory, give me the blessings to protect from that kind of thing. So you'll triumph over your enemies. They'll become your friends, actually. I've seen it year after year when I participate in Mahalaya. I can't believe, you know, people who say, I'm so jealous, they will even say right to my face, I'm so jealous of you. I was like, what? Oh, my goodness. Okay, what do I do with that? You know, I just thought, oh. Okay. Then it wakes me up, okay, do I avoid that person? How can I avoid them? But how can I forget that they just said that to me, you know? So when I participate in the Mahalaya, it takes that away. It takes that energy away. I don't get mad. At first, I used to get mad at it because I never understood it. But, you know, how can I forget that? How can I unlearn that? You know, judgment. I don't, why are they like that? You know, they should be. Leave me alone. Have that kind. So Mahalaya, the ancestors will come and protect you in that way. The fifth moon is all about bringing all around prosperity, all around in your life. Sixth moon is about giving you a good name, good reputation, fame even. Seventh moon is about getting inner strength and spiritual growth. So we can think through the mind, which is limited, that we are progressing on our spiritual path. And we can be almost spiritual snobs. I know more than you know. Oh, yeah, you know. And what? No spiritual master says he knows. He just says, or she says, I'm going to hold the space for the divine to come in, and we're going to get out of the way because the divine is the most knowledgeable. It has the highest knowledge. It has all-around knowledge. It's the most powerful knowledge. What do I know? Nothing. And I don't want to know anything. I have skills, I have tools, I have experiences to draw from. That is limiting. That can be limiting at some point. And plus two, if you think you are so spiritually, advanced than someone else, just wait. The divine will show you a time where you really need the support of other people who are so-called not so advanced as you are, and see how you do. You will see how spiritually advanced they are, because they will bless you and help you. And you will go, oh my God, I was such a snob, and if I were in this situation and I were me, I would say forget about it, right? So we're always going to be challenged, so that inner strength, that spiritual growth will be tested, and the ancestors will say, hey, wait a minute, this is where we messed up, so don't mess up, okay? The eighth moon is about bringing in intelligence, and then the ninth moon is bringing the support of women in your life. So not just women if in the physical sense of the female gender, but that goddess energy, that divine, motherly, nurturing, supportive energy. And then you'll find that you, whether they're men or women in your life, or young children, that goddess will reveal. And the goddess wants to create, to nurture, to be like Mother Earth, to support the whole world. So you will see that in your life through the ancestors' blessings. Tenth moon is all about bringing success in your profession, your career, your business, your job, whatever you do. The 11th is prosperity of children and growth in their intelligence. Even if you don't have children, we all want this generation that's below us, the next coming up, to be doing something great in the world. Because someday we're going to be old and we're going to have to rely on them. So we want to bless them all the time. So you ask the ancestors how to bless the children, bring prosperity for the children of the world, and grow their intelligence so it's divine intelligence. Participate in phonemic intelligence, often through Pali Center. That will be the ancestors saying to you, hey, this is a good program. Get involved. I don't know. Some people say they are inspired by it, and they just go, oh, I have these ideas. I wonder where I can, help kids. This is a great place. Phonemic intelligence is a great place. 11th moon is all about, 12th moon is all about bringing the continuity of the lineage and success from education. So, you want to continue the lineage, all good things in the lineage. Right, so the lineage doesn't mean you go out and spit out babies and raise kids and stuff like that. You want to, have this continuation of the ancestors' blessings throughout the lineages, because ultimately, at every soul level, we're all connected. So then, you want success from education. Education means the highest education as well. So that you're not just going into a school program and passing everything because you have a good memory and you just spit out the right answers on the test. It's not like that. Or you get a job because you said the right things, you pass the interview. It's about bringing that awareness, that higher intelligence, that super intelligence into every area of your life beyond what is the formal education or the formal training or the skill set that you have. We can fake it till we make it, and we can live a whole life like that and be dead. Dead inside, unfulfilled. So we want to bring that higher education and bring it across the board in through the lineage. The 13th and 14th moons bring material possessions, like possessions of vehicles. So if you're thinking, hey, why am I having this thought? I want to get a new car, or I want to get a vehicle, or I want to fix my vehicle. Or I want to buy a bike because I have had cars and now I want to have the best bike. Or, whatever it is. You'll be thinking of something that drives you, that you transport yourself. You'll want to get that. And then bringing peace and longevity. So health, longevity, peace. There's a lot of people who have a lot of money and they say to me, I can't. None of the money that I have is going to bring me peace. It's not going to bring me health. Or it's not going to increase my life, be a fulfilling, vital life. And I can't pay. I have all this money. What the heck? you know, how to help me? Well, then that's where you start, right? But it's not going to be an easy path. So you want to pray to the ancestors so that it is an easy path. Mahalaya is the final new moon, the 15th day, and that is a day where it's people like who died unexpectedly. So they were taken out by an accident, you know, an untimely death, whether it was at a young age or any age before they could live out a full life to the, you know, into the old age, the golden years. And so they were taken out, and they are upset in the spiritual realm. So doing tarpanam on that day, you know, propitiating the ancestors on that day or participating in this new moon service on the 15th day, it will help them to come even to the level of a god, you know. So, again, it's about accidents. It can be a weapon, too, like if there was a military, you know, someone went and served in a war from their country, in your lineage, in your ancestors, even your kids or your parents, you know, that have passed, and they, even though you've done the funeral rites and everything, they're still stuck in realms because there's some level they're unsatisfied. How will you know that they're unsatisfied? Because you will be thinking about them as you're going along and you're, oh, I wish so-and-so was here. You're not thinking that. They are. They're thinking through you. So that means they're trying to get your attention to help free them to higher realms. And then when they're free from those, you know, wanting to come to the earth plane and act out life through you. And usually they don't get your attention too much when life is good. It's usually when it's not so good. That's how you know you have ancestor problems. And you can see it across the board. You just look at every sibling you have or aunts and uncles or, you know, some relative. And there's some curse or some hardship going on because you're going, God, they're good people. What the heck? Why is this happening to them? You know, or why is this happening to me, my family, the ancestors? So then that final 15th moon is going to help those souls to reach, to attain that level, almost like a god, a deity status, you know, high up there. And then they can bless you. And then if you didn't participate, if you participated in all the moon, if you went in, for, say, for example, the Premier Plus package, and you participated in that, that final new moon will amplify everything before then. So there are different packages. Have a look at it. It's going to be offered throughout the 15 days. So, but you want to catch the, like when I saw the ones at the beginning, I thought, I don't even want to miss those ones, right? So you can order that through AstroVed. Or read about it, and then if you want to, order it through AstroVed. But the new moon, if you'll see which one resonates with you, and that's, and again, that's kind of like your goal. You know, you want, if your goal in your life could be, would be to, for your kids to be settled, and to, you know, you have a good relationship with them. You know, you'll go and you'll look, oh, my God, there's the moon there for helping the kids, the lineage for the kids. So that's the 11th moon. You know, if your kids are like enemies to you, that can be the 4th moon. You know, like, so it really, like, read that chart and see the area in your life. If you could change that, how much energy would be freed up in your life to do the other things, you know, to resolve the other issues or whatever that are less impacting you or haunting you every day. Yeah. We all have problems across the board, the world, no matter what level you are socioeconomically, you got problems. Same problems as everybody else, just different levels of it. Mm-hmm. And that's because you chose that. Your soul chose it. You can't blame anyone, as Dr. Ply says. So here we are with Dr. Ply, and we have tools, spiritual tools, that I don't really know how it works completely, and I don't really want to because I have other things that I need to do that are more important. And so I leave it to these Vedic specialists to do it. And then I pray okay, please do this on my behalf. Just like you would if you're going into surgery. You wouldn't say, okay, let me stay awake and watch you guys do this, and I want to feel it all. Oh, my God, no. You're just trusting they're going to do it. Or you'd go to the courts with the lawyer and you say, oh, no, I'll stand up there and lawyer, you just tell me when to say what. You know, I'll tell you when to get up and talk to the judge. Are you kidding me? You know, you are so quiet and you're just like trusting in the lawyer to represent you, right? Or even a family member. If one family member gets along with a mother, father, brother, sister, kid, you go and say, please talk to that person on my behalf because I'm going to mess it up. You know, it's just it's like common sense what we need to do. We are calling on the divine. The divine comes and acts through those ancestors. Those ancestors, in fact, they say in every ritual, every meditation, every remedy that you do, every practice that you do, first and foremost, you should pray to your ancestors. Pray for their blessings so that they won't disturb you through your meditation practice. Or through that, you know, spiritual course or program, service, whatever it is. And even the great sages, the great masters, throughout time, since times immemorial, that they come to the earth plane. Because the earth plane apparently, and this is across the board, cross cultures, cross traditions, cross time, historically and into the future, that the earth plane is the place where rituals, remedies can get done. And you think, oh, no, they're in the spiritual world. Why can't they just do it there? They can't. It's on the earth plane. These are power spots. They're vortexes that impact the universe. Just as when you do something, you're in this world, but then you're in another world when you close your eyes. So, you know, there's a world within us, and that world within us is also makes up the same elements, the same energy that it makes up the rest of the universe. Now, that's a big bite to, you know, chew and swallow and digest and absorb and integrate, right? But really, you close your eyes and you're in another world, simple. Then that other world, that inner world, churns up everything that you've known about yourself and then, you know, gets rid of stuff that you know are no longer useful on a psycho-spiritual level. That's the first step because it hasn't manifested. Or if it has manifested, you want to demanifest it. You want to get into that energy to demanifest it. Enough is enough state. And then you let it go. And then you open your eyes, and then you're in your life, and you say, okay, how am I doing now? Am I still seeing the crap that is bothering me internally? Or has it freed up a bit with this meditation or the mantra or the service that I've done? That's why we wanted, if we're going to participate in anything, don't just participate in it and go, oh, my God, I hope it all works out. Or you go, oh, my God, I passed out for 4 hours. Yes, that is the experience of that moment. But then into your life and you say, okay, after that webcast, after that, listening to that meditation, after that, immersing myself in that service, there was a fire lab going on this morning for the full moon in Lakshmi. And I was listening to Prem Raj, a priest that was singing the sounds, you know, of the goddess. And it's just like, whoa, I was in another world. And I was almost late for the call because I was just so immersed in it. Thank God he finished right before. Right? I was like, oh, gosh, I got to get on my call. You know. So you want to see how everything that you're doing after that moment, how it's impacting your life and everything you're doing in your life, not just at the end of the day. It's like, oh, what's happening now? It makes you totally alert. Your eyes are like, you know, saucers. Not that you're walking around like a surprised look on your face all the time, but you really, it's all, you know, you're taking in a new level of understanding that's kind of behind what people are saying or behind what people are actually doing or you know, what you are doing or saying. And you'll catch yourself and go, I can't believe I just said that. I can't believe I just acted that way. Right? You'll catch yourself. And you won't be beating yourself up about it. You'll be saying, oh, my God, please help me. Because this is like a robot. It's programmed, and it needs to be deconstructed. Anyhow, so that's about all I wanted to share about the Mahalaya again. Re-listen to last week's recording so you can just go on to Astrovet and see that area of your life that the ancestors are going to pull your eyes to and say, here's the clue. And then it's, when you participate in that, participate wholeheartedly. I know a lot of us, we just, okay, good, I'm doing this, and someone else is doing it for me, I'll just carry on. But during these really power times, be at that level of sincerity where it's a blessing. So I was talking to one of the members, and she said, it's such a blessing. I realize the sacredness of my life now. I realize that everything that I'm doing is so sacred. I'm so fortunate. And I don't have to say I'm compared to somebody else. Not like that. It's like I'm so blessed. And really to feel that and to say that and to be that is God's gift, you know. To just recognize that you have such faith, that is the first miracle of life. And your life as you breathe every day, every moment of every day, as if you are being moved by the divine. There will be other energies that will move you, and that's what you got to look out for, right? Because you'll go, oh, I manifested this, I did it, and it's gone. And you're going, why didn't they? I get that, because you thought you were manifesting it. I'm going to take it away from you now because you don't realize it was given to you by God's gift. So just, it's a subtle shift, but it's a very vital shift. And it will help those of us who think we're doing it. That's the ego. It's edging God out. So then when the ego comes in, it takes hold, and guess what happens? Stuff gets messed up. So never, ever forget God, or always, always remember God is in each and every aspect of your life and each and every aspect of your being, and just wants to act out. So, you know, so you're living a purposeful life. You're feeling it. You're being bowled over by that energy because it's so powerful. You know, you didn't go on a run to be knocked out for 4 hours. You just listen to some meditation or some, you know, someone talking about divine things. That's why it's great when we come together in a community, because we don't have this kind of energy being exchanged when two or more people come together in God's name and talk about God's stuff in everyday life, right? And not in a way that it's, limitations are going too fanatical about whose God is better than whose God. My God's better than your God. You know, my tradition is better than your tradition, or this is better than that. It's like we're open to, as Dr. Pillai says, we're open to all the best of all religious, cultural, spiritual, science techniques. You know, there's so much out there, and everybody's got their own individual karma, so we need thousands. Right? Because everybody's so individual at that level of the soul. That soul cries out and says, well, I got to get rid of this because I don't want to be like that person. They got their karma, but I got to have this out of me. So there's got to be a tool for me to use. There's got to be something else for me to do to advance myself, or improve my life or whatever it is. Get through this mess. Just wake up feeling happy every day. Happier than God every day. Is that possible? Apparently it is. I read a book about it, Paramahansa Yogananda. Be happier than God. It was awesome. So, are there any other questions or comments? I see there's people here. Still. Press star 6 if you want to share your experience or if you have any questions. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up.
Well, I said I wasn't going to be on here for 2 hours, but look at us.
We're here. All right. Sounds like it's a wrap. And, you know, if you can, purchase the Great Initiation. I totally recommend that because it will be something that gets transmitted to you and it will be in the perfect time. So whether you can afford to do that now, if your intention is set, so your goal is set, I can't afford it now, but my goal is set to get the initiations, to get that spiritual transmission. And then the divine will open the doors or make it happen because that's your sincere wish or your sincere desire. And it's the divine actually saying to you, hey, don't miss out on me. Come and get me. And then you say, oh, yes, of course. Then that will, that initiation, again, it will be a transmission that will do things beyond the body, beyond the mind. And it will do it instantaneously. So, again, you want to see what happens to you if you haven't participated in it. What is stopping you? And then you just say, oh, God, there I go again. It's that money thing. Or it's that skepticism or whatever it is. Then you look in the all your areas of your life and you'll see that same pattern is there. So with that initiation, it will dispel all that. It will take you to that different understanding of what your true purpose is, and it is to have it all. So, but as human beings, you want to be able to handle it all. As the person said, Tana said, I was knocked out for 4 hours. So we want to just take what we can get, and the divine will tell us when that is, and just relax into that. And then all of a sudden, those opportunities will open, and you will get what it is that you need to get. We'll just keep you on track of what is available. And then you decide. And people will say to me, Sudhirjo, I don't know which one on Mahalaya to get. And I will say, you just internally, intuitively, you've got to think about this. Don't be like a kid in a candy store just grasping at stuff and stuffing your face and making yourself sick. You know, ask the ancestors sincerely. Say, who in my lineage wants to be propitiated if I just have this amount of money or whatever? And then you will be drawn to that and trust that and then watch it show up in your life. But beforehand, you think, okay, what is the area of my life? That if I could improve that area or if I could have a breakthrough in that area or if I felt peace and happiness and joy in that area, then I call on the ancestors to empower that in me because they are a part of your DNA. And you share the DNA of your ancestors. And that's the end of that. So have a fabulous, great initiation when you can do that. And then also Mahalaya. You know, you pray to your ancestors. Do the tarpan at the very minimum. If you can participate in any of the services, do it. Because then you will see thereafter how your life is unfolding in a whole new way. All right. Take care, everyone. God bless. And be in touch. You can send email to sundayswithsucharita@plycenter.com or sucharita@plycenter.com. Check out the blog and check out the emails that get sent, and they'll link you up to the blog as well, and all the other services. All right, take care, everyone. God bless. Until next time. Bye-bye.